has already introduced the matter. Am I correct, dear? Would you first like to brief us? Honorable DM, please first brief us.
Thanks a lot, and my apologies for what transpired. It's just that there was a question, and in the process I went beyond that, and I saw that there was a hand that was trying to make me not to do that from Honorable Tara Blanche, but there was this politics. My apologies. We came to the committee last week and indicated that we will want to take the route of headhunting. And because we did not resolve on the matter, it meant that we had to appoint a new person, because in terms of the acting processes, you can't appoint a person for more than 12 months in an acting capacity. And therefore, we had to get somebody in IPED who will act for this period where we will be doing headhunting. And in that regard, the Patrick Mukotong Sitsedi, who was currently acting as a CFO, has been appointed as the acting head of IPED for this period. In terms of his profile, he's an accountant from the accounting background. He's working in that division currently, and he has a national senior certificate, a Bachelor of Commerce, and then an honors. And of course, there are other skills that he has acquired in terms of certifications from different institutions, like University of North West and the like. And he's currently working in the IPED, and he has initially been acting as CFO until he was appointed into this current position. He has been with IPED since 2012 to 2019 as Director for Financial Management, but has been in the public service, I think, throughout from 2002, he has been in the public service to date. Thank you, Chair and Member.
Honorable the branch and then Kumlava.
Chairperson, thank you.
Sorry,
Chairperson. Chairperson, yes, I took note what the DM said to the committee, but then again, I'm very mindful that, you know, it's not about the individual, and I do understand where the DM is coming from. Fact of the matter is the appointment of the permanent head is going to be outside the prescribed period by law. The question is, how are we going to deal with that now? Apart from that, that is something I don't think that is insurmountable. We'll have to find a way around that. Chairperson, what worries me is the fact that we apparently had two advertisements. We had, if my memory serves me right, we had 48 candidates. We had interviews, and then, yet again, we couldn't find a suitable candidate. And what worries me even more, Chairperson, I really want to strongly emphasize this. is that there is now a decision that there must now, we are going to see now a head-hunting exercise. I don't like that. To be honest, I would like, you know, we as the DA would like to see a proper due process to be followed. Chairperson, we have examples, you know, what the process should be. You know, in the judge, I Robert, well, I don't know how exactly you pronounce his name, Nugget or Nugget or whatever the judge, he made a ruling, you know, about a possible recruitment process. And I mean that, you know, I think I would strongly recommend that we as a committee take note of that. Secondly, nearer to home, in the National Development Plan, there is a example or prescript how the National Commissioner of the SAPS should be appointed, the process that should be followed. And my recommendation would be, because that is in line, the judgment and this prescript is, you know, talking to one another. So my recommendation would be, Chairperson, that we stick to this, the prescript how the National Commissioner should be appointed. We are not going to appoint the National Commissioner, I know. But that is a fair process, it's an open process, Chairperson, and everybody will accept that then. I want to repeat myself again. We strongly object to the notion that we are going to have a head-hunting exercise. I smell a rat, Chairperson, and I don't like the smell. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chair. I do not disagree with what my colleague just said. I think it's true. But, Chairperson, I think with great seriousness, we must ask ourselves as a Portfolio Committee on Police, we are accountable because according to legislation, we also have to approve the appointment. And the fact of the matter is, it's simple, it's a logic. If I have to take a decision as a member of this Portfolio Committee, at least I want to know who the other candidates were, what the criteria was for the appointment, and then I can make an informed decision. And I think that is to all the members of this committee. We have to make an informed decision. Because of the controversy around previous CEOs of IPED. So with great respect, Chairperson, and with the previous meeting I've asked for a copy of the criteria and a copy of those candidates who apply of their CVs. And I hear and I agree with my colleague as far as headhunting is concerned. That to me sounds that in the end this committee is going to be a rubber stamp. Coming to the committee, say, sorry, we didn't find, according to us, from the police, and we think this is the person and this is one name and that's, you have to accept it. Because that is what happened previously. Unfortunately, I'm coming a long way with this committee. With McBride, it happened exactly the same. In fact, I objected to that. But the fact of the matter is, I think if we as a committee and as members of the committee, if we have to fulfill our obligation to be accountable to the people of South Africa, we must get all the names with their CVs and the criteria so that we can make an informed decision. Thank you, sir.
Honorable Mofuke? Afaku? Any other member?
I think I would like to take a cue on what the DM has said, and then because now they have corrected the issue of somebody acting for a long time, now they've got somebody. I think that we must give them a chance to actually start with the process of now getting a person. I don't disagree that maybe those names will come and we see what kind of people are we getting. It's okay.
I am not sure whether I fully understand what Honorable Terry Blanche and Honorable Groenewald are saying. If I misunderstood you, you'll correct me through the chair. Because it seems like they are saying we are going to go and get a person and take this person and say from now onwards you are a head of IPID. Because the headhunting process is allowed in law, and it follows the same processes as any other, like the advert where you advertise and then people apply. It's just that this time around you narrow the process and look for people who you think can make a difference. And these people must be subjected to an interview. So it won't be one person and that's it. We can give the committee an outline of what was explained to us and why we agreed that we take that route. You go and get three people, you interview them, and the one who performs better amongst them will then be recommended. Then we'll submit to the committee. The committee will apply its mind. If they feel that they don't accept, they will say we don't accept and report to Parliament. And Parliament, in its own wisdom, can agree with what the committee is recommending, then meaning there's no head of IPED, the process will have to start again, and a process will be outlined on how that is going to happen. And I don't think members should look at this and say McBride was brought this way, therefore what is going to follow is the same thing and all those things. I don't think so. We will appoint a competent person. McBride was also competent, and I think everybody said he did a good job, and we commend him for the job that he did during his term of office. Of course, at the end of the term of office, it was not renewed. We are embarking on the process to get ahead. We are going to be thorough. We are going to present a person who is credible. Of course, there was an issue that was raised then, but I felt we must not talk to that. That we are going to see another political appointment. It's not. In any case, whoever we bring here, the fact that we are going to bring to you, and we are going to comment to that person, is that not political? Because you are public representative, you are politicians. But we are going to bring it to you, and politicians are going to exercise their minds. Politicians are going to take a decision to send it to Parliament, where you are going to have many other politicians who are going to comment on this. It's a political process. So I think members should allow us to run the process. We will recommend a credible person here, and you will exercise your responsibilities as members of this committee to process that matter, and then in whatever decision you arrive at, that decision will be sent to Parliament. Parliament will decide and have a final say on it. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, now with great respect to the Honourable Deputy Minister, there is no description of headhunting in legislation. Headhunting is, in practice, what happens, that you ask a company or agent or whoever to headhunt a specific person with specific qualifications. It's true. But in practice, we know that if you've got somebody you really want to appoint, that that is one method of deviating and actually sidestepping the more objective way of appointing a person. Forget that it's the IPADET in a specific position. Because we're going to be confronted, and I've listened very carefully what the Honourable Deputy Minister said, with a name. He said, no, they're going to have three or so. Can I then hear from the Honourable Deputy Minister? Are there three names going to be submitted to this committee that we can make a final decision? And with great respect, Chairperson, to take the definition of a political appointment on the process, sorry, Honourable Deputy Minister, I completely differ with you. To say that that is a political appointment, that's not what political appointment means when we say it's a political appointment. Of course, part of that process is that there should be transparency and accountability. And that's why we are members of parliament, we are politicians. But that is why it has to go through this process. So just to say, no, but why are you complaining? Because it is, in the end, also a political appointment. When we say it's a political appointment, it means it's a small group that selectively, on their own, decides on a name. And with great respect, Chairperson, if only one name is presented to this committee, then it is not acceptable, because I again ask, I want the criteria, and I ask for the names of the candidates with their CVs. Then we can take an informed decision. We maybe agree with the appointment, but not the way the Honourable Deputy Minister is putting it now.
Honourable Members, could I make the following observation? The first thing is, we've consistently asked for the appointment of the IPADET, and we were within the stipulated time frame of the law. At that stage, we did not mistrust the process. We had full confidence in the process of the Minister and the Deputy Minister and the Department. That's a correct summary. There were two rounds of interviews. Remember, I have consistently been asking about this. There were two rounds of interviews. You did not ask for shortlisting. You did not ask for names. You did not ask for CVs. You did not ask for the panel. It's not that I was never, ever sweeping it under the carpet. I was always raising it in the meeting. Now, after a second round of interviews, DM, am I correct? DM, where this is your second round of interviews.
No. There were two adverts.
Yes.
Two adverts. The first advert, the response was not appropriate. then we re-advertised. But when we finished, we took all the applications for both adverts and combined them. That's why the number came to 49.
No, we were still happy with it up until then. So we're still happy with it up until then, up until the interview. So I'm trying to see now, in this time frame, did we become suspicious of the process when they said, there is no candidate that's successful after the interview, and now we're going to head out? My observation is that your problem is more with a head hunting than with the process. I'm going to take the Blanche. Yes.
Thank you, and my apologies. I thought Honorable Groenewald was giving us a way of how this thing should be handled, which it seems like if we take that way, you will be comfortable with that. That go and do your headhunting, interview, make your recommendation, but when you recommend, bring the three, that if we had done three, bring the three with what you are recommending, yes, one, two, three, and then on the basis of which we should proceed, which I thought is a reasonable and a fair proposal. We should not have a difficulty.
I will concur with that one.
Chairperson, you were asking whether we were dissatisfied previously. There was no reason to be dissatisfied. Remember, they were still running the process. Just coming back, Chairperson, this is a very important appointment. And the process must be seen fair, open, and obviously we need to find the correct person for the job. My question would be, what prevents the minister and the DM and whoever is responsible for that to advertise once again? Because if you start headhunting, it means you are handpicking from a smaller number of people. Why don't you throw it open and allow everybody to apply once again? The ones that are still interested. I don't like the headhunting at all. Here is judgment. I refer to judgment that a court of law took. Why don't we follow that? Apparently, we were trying to steer away from that. And I'm not in favor of that, Chairperson. Thank you.
Chair, I think I was going to propose the same proposal that DM is coming up with, and I think that Honorable Groenewald is agreeing with that. Because the Act is very clear on the process. Section 6 and subsection 1 and 2. But I will focus on subsection 2, which says that the names must be presented to the committee. The committee has a right to reject or to approve the names. So I think the proposal of Honorable Groenewald and Jagger would agree on to say that let us allow the process to unfold and wait until the department comes to us and present. And if we reject those names, maybe we can go to the option of what Honorable Terry Blanche is saying. At this stage, I think there's transparency, because every time we've received each and every detail that we wanted from Minister, Deputy Minister. So can we allow the process to unfold and then we wait, because they will have to give us the detail of each and why they recommend that person. So I'm hoping that, I think as a committee we're very fair and we're honest, because we want things to be done correctly. We must not preempt. We must not preempt. Of course, we need to be cautious of what has happened before. But let us allow the process, and I think you have given us guidance of how to move forward in this regard.
Honourable members, I think that we cannot repeat this. We have noted the concerns of Honourable Mr. Blanche about headhunting. But I've given you all an opportunity, and I've come back to you again and again after the Deputy Minister has responded several times. And I asked you if you trusted the process. You concurred that it, when it came to headhunting, when you became suspicious. Honorable Groenewald is proposing that you bring us the three candidates. You bring us the names, that we trust you to do that. If we have a problem, we take it from here. Are we in agreement with that? We note your disagreement.
Yes.
We note your disagreement. But Honorable Groenewald, the rest of the committee support your proposal. Deputy Minister?
Sorry, to make it then clear, Chairperson, we will get about three names,
yes,
with the criteria and see
that. Yes.
Fine.
Yes.
Fine.
That brings to a close this matter. And DM, I think we appreciate it that you are keeping us abreast of development. So I think if we can also, you know, next week we'll be busy, if you can give us this kind of update consistently, it will allay the fears of members that you are meeting in some dark corridor and you are pointing someone. And if you brief us regularly, it will also create that confidence, the trust, the feeling that there's transparency. Don't involve the committee when you get to the end of the process. It's not the first time you advertise it. If it was the first time you advertise, I think we would have been within our right to send you back and say re-advertise. We've been busy with this for a year. So for us to re-advertise, it's going to take us another 6 months, which we cannot afford. So we're outside the time of the law, and this necessitates that we do. We don't want to take a hasty decision, but it calls for intervention. This is the second time we advertise, and honorable members, I reiterate and I repeat, I brought this matter to the committee consistently, not the first time. So can we allow and trust the minister and the deputy minister with us, and we ask you to keep us informed of development as they arrive. Thank you very much. Okay.